The reading this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 15, and it's entitled Generosity Encouraged. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Right, we've been talking through themes over the last few weeks. Anyone remember what they are? It's a test. So, it's been about what God wants us to be like. So, in the last few weeks, the first one was be you. Remember that one? Be free. Yeah. Be a hope giver. Be alert. Do you remember that one last week? Everyone alert?
Yes.
Okay, and today is be generous. So I just want to read you something first. It's a story. A preacher at a small church would sometimes take his two sons with him to an early morning Bible study. An elderly gentleman would sometimes split his donut with the two brothers. One Sunday, the smallest son came to church with a sandwich bag full of Cheerios. The elderly man leaned over and asked the young boy if he could have some. The boy reached into his bag, pulled out a Cheerio, split it in half, giving him half a Cheerio. I think our view of our own generosity is often like that. God gives us so much, and we only give him back half a Cheerio. One thing we're talking in Lorne this year is 2019 is a breakthrough year, a year of breakthrough. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Two, three people. Anyway, so when I was talking through about preparing for generosity, I really believe generosity is one of the keys. I believe there are several keys to breakthrough with God in our lives, in our life, and generosity is one of them. So I think this is a really key subject this morning. So listen, take it in, and then take action at the end. Okay. Generosity. What's generosity? Generosity is love in action. In the Urban Dictionary, it says, someone who's generous is someone that gives out a kindness that isn't necessary or expected. Are you a generous person? Putting others before you. Better to give than to receive. Probably heard that one a lot. Think about when you were a child at Christmas. All you loved was receiving presents, right? Then you found the joy of giving presents to others and buying things. What happened there? It grew up. We all grew up. And we realise there's so much joy in giving. Giving grows out of the heart. And God loves a cheerful giver. Do you find it hard to give? Willing to look after your own needs first? Have you been blessed over the years with an extraordinary gift? My church in the US that I like to go to, Willow Creek, they have some ministries there where they give cars to families who are struggling. It's a real blessing. Often people in the States need to have a car to get around, so it's hard to get a job if you don't have transport. That's a real blessing. I know when we were married, well, first married a long time ago, when we didn't have much money, some friends of ours blessed us with a car. Right? So it's amazing. Okay, so let's start off where we need to start off. Our Father, God, is a very generous God. Do we believe that?
Yes.
I'll try again. Our God is a Father is a generous God. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Amen. He created the heaven and earth. His name is actually Jehovah Jireh, one of his names. What does that mean?
What's Jireh?
Provider. He's our provider. He created the heavens and the earth. And he created us, created people. He breathed love and life into our lungs. But we got separated from him in the garden where we disobeyed. And then God sent Jesus to bring us back to him. So Jesus is the bridge back to God. And if there is anyone here who hasn't accepted Jesus as Saviour, which is a really important step, I just say to you this morning, don't leave the room till you have done today, because it's such an amazing thing to do and a very important thing to do. And there's a decision in your life, and it's two ways. There's an accept or reject. It's really vital. It's the best decision you can ever make in your life. So he blesses us. God lavishes his love on us. He pours his grace on us. Do you think we deserve heaven with what we do? No, I don't. But yet he gives us that gift freely by accepting Jesus as Saviour and knowing God the Father. So we thank God for his generosity. Let's just spend a minute or two shouting out our praise to say to God that we're thankful for his generosity. Lift your voice and just say thank you to God. Yeah, thank you, God, for your generosity. Father, Savior. Amen. Generous God equals generous people. Right. Okay, there's many ways we can be generous in this life. When you talk about generosity, you might just think money. Money comes to mind. But there's all these different ways. Food, we can give food to people in need. Resources. We've been blessed with so many resources. We can use this to bless others. Patience. Are you a patient person? I can say I'm not a patient person. I'm not a patient person with laptops. Not a patient person with driving. So going from Swindon to Oxford every day is not making me a patient person. But I know, I recognise that lack, and I need to let God work on that in me. Time. What about your time? Are you generous with your time? Are you spending time blessing others, visiting others, investing in other people's lives? This is a big thing God's spoken to me in recent years. I felt called to have a friendship with my friend Titch, who I spent a lot of time with him. And through that was a real blessing for both of us. I don't think he ever really understood how much it blessed me. But that's amazing. Love. Are you generous with your love? Do you love others around you? Do you love the unloved? That's a difficult one, but it's a challenge from God. Words. Are you generous with your words? How can we be generous with our words? Anyone?
Ring people up or write to them.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
Saying thank you. Yeah. Affirm them. Yeah, very good. Fantastic. Kindness. What about kindness? Random acts of kindness. We've heard that a lot in this church over the last few years. That's real. That's taking steps to bless others by doing random acts of kindness. Even strangers, people we don't know. Talents. What about blessing others with our talents? Being generous with our talents. I'm thankful for Rosie's talents this morning. Coming to lead worship here. That was a real blessing. I could sense the presence of God as Rosie led. So thank you, Rosie. Respect. What about being generous with respect? How are you with that? Have you ever thought about that one? Being respectful to people? Praise. Giving others praise. Praising people for what they've done and who they are, not just what they've done. And money. Money's them words, a difficult one, right? Money. Giving people financial help, bringing your tithe to church. That's one we haven't really spoke much in Lorne, but we believe in tithing and bringing your first 10% to God and blessing for that. And God sees that, and there's a scripture will come later which talks about what God does when we bring our tithes to Him. We can be rich, but actually really poor inside. But you can also be poor and be really rich inside too, the reverse. As Christians, I believe we're called to generosity. We love because He first loved us, John 4:19. So, why is generosity important? Just five points here to go through. For number one, is generosity honours God. So it says here in Proverbs 14:31, whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honours God. So being kind to the needy, it honours God. Number two, showing generosity brings you closer to God. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Where is your treasure today? Is your treasure in your bank, in an ISA, in something else? Or is your treasure in God? Do you invest in the things of God? Number three, being a generous person makes us more like Jesus. There's a lovely picture here of this guy looking in the mirror and seeing Jesus. This is what we are as Christians. We're meant to be like Jesus and to be a disciple, as a follower. John 3:17. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity, then how can the love of God be in that person? Very challenging. Number four, it demonstrates faith. As we touched on earlier on with the tithe, in Malachi 3:10, it says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be enough room to store it. That's an amazing scripture. And it's not often in the Bible God says, test me in this. But in this specific area, He does say, test me in this. Number five, it brings God's blessings. When we are generous, it brings God's blessings, and there's some rewards as well. In Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to them, and I will do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and everything you put your hand to. If you are generous, God says He will bless your work and everything you put your hand to. Isn't that encouraging? In 2 Corinthians 9, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through your generosity, this will result in thanksgiving to God. So by being generous, people are thankful to God as well. And we will be blessed by being generous. He who plants little harvests little. There was a video that I was going to show you, but I don't think we're going to try it now because of technical stuff. Anyway, I'll explain it. It's a video from Todd White in the US, a guy I love to speak to, very inspiring, very open. And he talks about radical Christianity. And he's been called to, when he's out and about, to tip big. So in America, everything you do requires a tip. You know, even the people in the hotel, who clean your room, the janitors, restaurants, and everything's tip. There's a tip culture there. So in the US, usually 15% is the minimum tip. If you don't tip 15%, the waiter or waitress will come running after you and say, why haven't you tipped me 15%? So it's an expected thing. Todd's been called to bless radically the tip. So he often doubles the bill to pay double. And by doing that, it makes people sit up and say, why are you doing that? And he gives opportunity to share about God loves you and stuff. And in this particular video, he speaks of a time where a waitress, he shared about God's love. The waitress didn't like it. She was very resistant to it and said, not having any of this, not interested. Anyway, they were still being really nice to her, and she got quite agitated. So she sent the boss out. The boss came over to the table and was talking and said, yeah, I don't believe in this Christianity stuff and whatever. And Todd had a word from God and said, well, what about your bad leg? Or your bad back that you're struggling with. And they had no idea about this. And the guy was just, how on earth did you know that? And it was a word of knowledge God put in. And Todd was able to pray and the guy got healed. And it was just be able to speak and bless him. So the generosity opens doors. So I think when we're extra generous, people say, why? Why are you being generous? What is it? And then we can share. It's a shame the video is not working, but anyway. I'll give you an idea. So, right. You are invited on a journey of generosity. Anyone want to go on this journey today? Some people?
Yes.
I'll ask again. You're invited on a journey of generosity.
Yes.
Who wants to come?
Yes.
Good. Next. So here's some steps just to go through to help you with this. So the first step. The first step here is to see what the Bible says about giving. Study it, take it home, and look at it this week. So take I challenge you this week to take the word generosity, or generous, and study it this week. See what God says. We've gone through a few scriptures this morning, but take it away and see for yourself what he says to you. Step two, be thankful. Be thankful for what you got. Are you thankful for what you got? For what God's given you? Maybe take time every day to thank him. Write a gratitude list at the end of the day. Write three things that you're grateful for and thankful that God's given you. And number three, be aware of your needs around you. Do you have your eyes and ears open where you go about your daily business? Are you aware of the needs around you? Ask God to heighten your listening skills and your seeing skills to what he wants you to do in this world as far as generosity. I've been challenged a lot by preparing this sermon, so I've got a few steps to take as well. Number four, celebrate others' achievements. Do you celebrate others' achievements? Keep an eye out for others' achievements and celebrate them, like Karen going on the coach and being confident, and for Carol's daughter, amazing that she's been healed and gone through the surgery. Celebrate others. Take time to invest in others and celebrate with them. Number five, this is a tricky one, right? Learn to accept generosity yourself. How are you when someone is generous? Will you say, oh, no, I don't need that? Or do you accept it? I think we need to learn to accept generosity ourselves to be able to really live in generosity. Anyone had anyone who's been really generous to them in the last 6 months? Carol.
My son-in-law and daughter and sisters, I don't live with them.
Right. Son-in-law and daughter-in-law.
Extremely generous.
Yeah.
And I resisted it for several months. And in the end, they wore me down with their generosity.
So they wore you down with their generosity and you went to live with them.
Yeah.
That's a real blessing,
right? It is. I didn't think it would be, but...
Yes.
Yeah. In so many different ways.
Yeah, and we believe you're in the right place because you're a shining light in that family as well, bringing God's love into that household. And we're looking forward to big things happening. Believing. Number six. Oh, I've skipped ahead. Jump some numbers. Good job on not doing the finances. Number six. Give to your church regularly. Very important. And God says in that scripture to test him in this. So I did hear a good sermon the other day from an old preacher I really love, Bill Hybels, and he was speaking about financial stuff. And he was saying there's two different types of people. There's people who look at their money and say, I can't tithe, I haven't got enough to tithe. And there's the others who are willing to commit to tithing, but then actually God gives them so much reward that they have more than they started with. So that's just a challenge there. Find charities to help. Are you involved in any charities? Get giving out and helping other important causes around Swindon or in the wider community. Really good thing to do, to get involved with that. You can get involved by your time, prayer, money, any kind of area there. Number eight, prepare for spontaneous giving. This is a good one. Are you ready for spontaneous giving? When you go out, do you have extra money in your pocket or a gift card or something where you, or a hat that Maureen gives? Just something available to be able to share with someone. Ask God before you go out and say, what do you want me to take with me today? Russ gave a sermon about what's in your bag, or about what's in your bag to bless people that you carry around. So that's a challenge. Often I find myself when I'm out and about, I see someone who could do with some help, and I think, if only I would have brought some money to buy someone a breakfast or a coffee. Just be prepared. Think ahead of time. Just in the morning when you pray to God and say, God, use me today. Also ask him to give you, what do I need to take? Be prepared to take something. It may not be money, it may be a little plaque with a Bible verse, bunch of hearts, just something that you can be able to show God's love. Number nine, give up something and divert. This is an interesting one. If you feel like you don't have spare resources, then what about giving up something that you have for yourself and divert that towards blessing someone else? So, for example, if you have a latte and a nice big cake every morning in a coffee shop, how about not buying the cake and blessing someone else by buying them a coffee? Simple things. Just think about things in your life that you can bless others with and diverting that to someone else. Or if you wanted to bless yourself with that his extra clothes or something this week, or something for you? What about diverting that money to someone else just for a week? Number 10, be more forgiving. How are you like with forgiveness? Are you able to forgive easily? Are you generous with your forgiveness? Give praise. Give praise. Look at the picture on the right with the ruler and the rock. So the ruler says to the rock, "You rock." Oh. And the rock says to the ruler, "You rule." Be generous. Be generous with your praise for others. And be generous in church, right? If we can't be generous in here with each other, we'll struggle to be generous outside. So be generous in your praise. Encourage one another. Bless each other. Number 12. Pray for others. This one here, I think God, what God's saying is be specific. Ask God for you to pray for someone specifically this week who needs help. Maybe financial help. It may be just coming alongside and putting an arm around the shoulder. Whatever it is, ask God. Just pray this week for one person, minimum, just so that you can bless. And ask God to put them in your path. Because when we say we're open to God and ask Him to do things, He does things. So I believe it's a good step to do. So pray for others. Pray specifically for someone this week. And I'm looking forward in the next few weeks of hearing testimonies at the front of who you bless and how it's been blessed. And how they've been blessed. Okay, number 13. Practice generosity in secret. Generosity is not something, I believe, that we do in front of everyone. Like, for example, if I've got £50 here and I give it to Nathan, can everyone see I'm giving my £50 to Nathan?
No.
Let's do it in secret. It doesn't.
No,
we don't need. This is not to glorify us.
No.
It's to glorify God. So, same way as if you give a gift to someone, maybe try and do it anonymously, so they're blessed that way. That's a challenge. That's a challenge God's working on us. We haven't got round to doing it yet, but He is. He's. You know, it's a good thing to do. It's not about us receiving the glory, it's about Him. So practice it in secret. And number 14, make it a priority in your life. It's a really important thing to do. It's throughout the scripture, God said, talks about generosity and how He will bless us when we're generous. So I really encourage you to put this as a priority in your life and just see how blessed you are. From my experience, when I invested my time, I'm blessed beyond belief. Titch is not here anymore, and I'm still struggling with that. But I'm just so blessed with that relationship that we had and the time invested. And actually, through that, I can see God's increase in blessing in my life. After me giving out, God, like He says, He opens the floodgates and just showers blessing. So that's an encouragement for you there. So coming back to this one verse, which really says it all. As Christians, we're called to generosity. We love because He first loved us. The love that we've got in our hearts is from God, and that's just so rich, and it's for everyone. So I believe, as Christians, this is really priority in our lives to follow. And the thing, be generous this week is a really important thing. Practice, practice, practice is really good. And there's a couple of sayings here. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Giving is love in action. And there's one more quote. Contentment is realizing that God has already provided everything we need for our present happiness. Bill Gothard. Let's just pray. Yeah, thank you, God, that you are a generous God and you've given us so much. And by having your love in our hearts, we need to be generous and give that back. Help us this week. Help us to pinpoint individuals this week that we want to bless. Yeah, maybe through a word, through finance, through being there. May we be a people who are radically generous. And through that, introduce Jesus to the world. And as people see Jesus, that they will be blown away and accept you, Jesus, into their hearts. Challenge us. Bless us. Amen.